Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 5, 20 to 22. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20 to 25. I am the Lord. Why don't you fear me? Why don't you tremble before me? I placed the sand as the boundary of the sea, a permanent boundary that it cannot cross. The sea may toss, but it cannot go beyond it. The waves may roar, but they cannot break through. But you people, you are stubborn and rebellious. You have turned aside and left me. My theme for reflection is the boundaries of grace, learning humility from the sea. The boundaries of grace, learning humility from the sea. There is a small coastal village where the locals tell the story of a fisherman who believed he could control the sea. Every morning he would stand on the shore, shaking his fist at the waves, commanding them to be still. You are nothing but water. I am a man. I have built boats, caught fish, and braved storms. You will obey me, he would shout. But no matter how loudly he proclaimed his authority, the tide always came in, the waves always crashed against the shore, and the ocean remained indifferent to his pride. This is the heart of what God addresses in Jeremiah 5, 22 to 23. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I placed the sand as a boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. But these people have a stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and gone away. God points to the sea, a force far greater than any human power, obeying the simple boundary of sand he has placed before it. And yet humanity, far weaker than the vast ocean, refuses to submit to the divine boundaries set for its good. Pride is often the root of disobedience. We want to be in control. We question God's ways. We push back against his commandments, convinced that we know better. This was Israel's rebellion in Jeremiah's time. They worshipped idols while still offering sacrifices in the temple, thinking they could have it both ways. They refused to see the impending judgment, ignoring the prophet's warnings. The waves obeyed their creator, but God's people refused. In many ways, we are not different. When we face sin, we justify it. When God calls us to repentance, we resist. When trials come, we demand answers. Like Job, we shake our fists at heaven, asking, "Why this? Why me?" But God's response to Job silences every complaint. "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Who shut in the sea with doors and said, 'Thus far shall you come, and no farther?'" Humility is the only proper response before such a God. The same voice that commands the waves has ordered our lives with wisdom. If the sea, in all its might, submits to the boundary of sand, can we not trust the one who sets the limits of our days? The disciples learned this lesson when caught in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. As the waves raged, they cried out, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And Jesus, with a word, calmed the storm. Their fear turned to awe. "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The waves, the wind, the stars, and the seasons, each knows its place. Only humanity in its pride rebels. But even in our defiance, God calls us back. He reminds us that the boundaries he sets are for our protection, not our restriction. He is not indifferent to our suffering. He is shaping us through it. He is not a distant ruler. He is a present redeemer. My dear friends, I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right when he wrote, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Die to pride, die to self-sufficiency, die to the illusion of control. And in that surrender, we find true freedom, the peace of knowing that we belong to a God who holds the waves in his hands." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you resisting the boundaries God has set, and how can you surrender to his wisdom? Number two, how does trusting in God's sovereignty help you face trials with humility instead of frustration? Lord, you who set the boundaries of the sea and command the wind and waves, teach us to trust you. Remove our pride, our rebellion, and our resistance to your ways. Help us to see that your limits are not burdens but blessings. When we face trials, let us rest in your sovereignty. When we struggle with sin, draw us to repentance. May we, like the sea, obey your voice and glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.